Hello.
Yeah, who is this?
Hello, my name is Marcos. I'm calling from Metro Research. We are a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. What language, that was my mistake, do you or does any member of your household work for any radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
And thinking ahead of this November, which of the following best describes how will you vote in the general elections for president for U.S. Senate and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? Would you say you will definitely vote, likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, very likely to vote, or not at all likely to vote?
Definitely vote.
And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrats, or unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party?
Republican.
And what is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African American?
White.
What? And
Yeah.
what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
46, that what was it, 46 to 55?
Yes.
Yeah.
And your gender, male or female? This is for quality purposes.
Yeah, male.
And generally speaking, would you say things in the city of where you are going in the right direction, or are they going off on the wrong track?
What, the city that I live in?
Yes.
I guess I'm in the middle on that. I'm not 100% certain that the problem is inflation and, the rents are very high. So that would be the wrong direction. The right direction is that we have a good governor. So I guess I'll stay with that.
That will be in Miami, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and from the following list, which issue should your local officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Traffic and congestion, property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, corruption in the city, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, growth and overdevelopment, or affordable housing. Which one
I
would
would
you
say
say?
affordable housing, the inflation is also, and the rents are high. Those are real big issues in Miami right now, I think.
No, okay. And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. I'm going to go ahead and name the persons at this moment. Raquel Reglado, would you be favorable or unfavorable?
Not familiar with her.
What about Manolo Reyes? Would you
I'd
be
say
favorable?
favorable. Yeah,
And
favorable.
would that be somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
What about Christine King? Would you be favorable or unfavorable with her?
Christine King, I'm not familiar with.
What about Francis Suarez? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
And would that be somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
What about Daniela Levine Cava? Would you be favorable or unfavorable with her?
Not familiar with her.
What about Joe Carollo?
Favorable.
And would that be somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Aileen Higgins? Would it be favorable or unfavorable?
Aileen Higgins. Not familiar with that name.
What about Keon Hardeman? Would it be favorable or unfavorable?
Not familiar.
What about Miguel Gabela? Would it be favorable or unfavorable with her?
Not familiar again.
What about Damian Pardo?
Not
would you
familiar.
Be favorable? Not familiar?
I'm not familiar.
Okay, and if the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting.
And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana. And the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical purposes, consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories, applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective dates. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this constitutional amendment?
I vote yes.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely voting.
The second Florida constitutional amendment is called an amendment to limit government interference with abortion, and the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health and determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
Okay, is it in favor of abortion or not in favor of abortion?
It says no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing. It's kind of confusing because, you know, I would support abortion if someone, a woman was raped or something like that, and it was a crime committed.
It's very.
But I would not support it if it's just a woman who just wants to have an abortion. So I'm not, I don't understand where we're at on that.
It's basically what you just said, because it says no law shall prohibit. And when you mention when it comes to rape issues, it says when necessary to protect the patient's health. In some cases, when people have an abortion, it's due to health issues. So this law shall not prohibit or penalize due to that abortion. So will you be in favor of that?
Yeah, I guess I'd be in favor of that. Yeah, as long as it's not just someone walking into a clinic to get an abortion and they don't know what they're doing with the, you know, the life they've conceived.
Yeah, okay, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
And there may also be City of Miami questions on this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor. And the ballot question reads, shall city amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project of 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend terms from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding, and require at no cost of city. Previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increasing revenue of city, inclusion of office and space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I vote yes. Sounds like pro-growth to me, so that's okay.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
You will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay, would you approve or disapprove?
No, I would approve.
And would you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I would say somewhat.
And reducing the overall amount of development, would you approve or disapprove?
I would approve.
And would you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
What about allowing office space to be included? Would you approve or disapprove of this?
I would approve.
And would that be somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Allowing previous approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, would you approve or disapprove?
Okay, say that again.
Allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums.
I would approve.
And would that be somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, you will now be given a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina parts of the project has already been built, and this proposal would allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the City of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters had previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
I would vote yes.
And would that be probably leaning or definitely?
Probably leaning.
And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you are most regardless of your position, bear with me for a second. Regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you heard? Can you provide to me a quick sentence or what do you like the most of what you just heard?
You mean speaking as far as the development?
Yes.
That would be the job that would come to people.
Okay. And what is the one thing you dislike most about what you heard?
Construction brings a lot of issues to the roads and delays in traffic and stuff like that.
Okay. And would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal? If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well.
I say no difference.
There's another proposal that could appear on your November ballot. This proposal is also on Watson Island and deals with Jungle Island. As you may know, Jungle Island, formerly known as Parrot Jungle, is an adventure park. This proposal would authorize the construction of two residential towers and return the adventure park back to the city as a new public park for city residents. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
I would say no.
And would that be a leaning no, probably no, or a definitely no against?
I would say probably definitely no.
And lastly, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about the two potential proposals on Watson Island, Watson Harbor and Jungle Island? I support both of these proposals on Watson Island. I support the Watson Harbor proposal, but not the Jungle Island proposal. Or I support the Jungle Island proposal, but not the Watson Harbor proposal. Or I oppose both of these.
The second one.
You will support the Watson proposal, but not the Jungle Harbor Island proposal.
Correct.
Okay. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, and just to be sure we have a representative sample. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Do you think Miami is growing and developing? Will you say too fast, too slowly, or about right?
I'd probably go about right.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And would that be a very conservative or somewhat conservative?
I'd say somewhat conservative.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with a associate's or a two-year degree, a college graduate with a some college. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful day, okay, sir?
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.